Happy Sabbath. Now we getting back to the Ten Commandment. We're so busy at the end of the year and the beginning of the year, but we have to get back to the Word of God, especially the Ten Commandment. As I study about this, I think about all the Word of God in the Bible. These are the words, the Ten Commandments, written by the finger of God. And if it's so important to God, I think should be also important to us. And the devil would do anything to obstruct our view and our heart to keeping the Ten Commandments. We share with you the first fourth commandment before talking about everything that the devil do anything to take our eyes away from a true God. And now the last sixth commandment is talking about relationship. The first commandment talking about relationship with God. The last sixth commandment is the relationship with our neighbor, our friend, the people, family. So all that's important, but now how can we relate it? I believe if we love God so much, it's so easy to love others. Because God have died for them. God have saved them. And God extend our heart and say, love my son and daughter out there as well. And so that's fine easy for me. And so now we're going to look at the fifth commandment. All right? Well, there's a story that I come across. There's a family. It's a wonderful family. They have parents and children and grandchildren, things like that. And the family, they eat together. And there's a grandparent, quite old, and they are not sitting in the main table. Because they, when you get old, it's easy to fumble, you spill things, and you break the dish. And so leave that parent sitting in the corner, and the parent give to the grandparent the wooden bowl to eat. And so if they drop, they won't break the bowl. And so as the son saw all this, one day he cut a piece of wood, and he started to carve a bowl. And the mom said, well, what do you do that for? And the son said, I do this for you when you get old. That simple story has touched my heart, I say. It hurt. And I think about my parent. I think about God's law. The fourth commandment, and the fifth commandment, you find in Exodus chapter 20. It says, honor your father. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Honor. Honor. We live in the world today. Honor parent is not in our vocabulary. We grow up into a society where you're going to start thinking on our own. The first day we probably enter school, they teach us how to be independent, how to think on your own. And that's what has been cost this society so many headaches. Well, Paul saw this, and he penned this down into 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And if Paul still alive today, he would be amazed his word come true. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, but know this, that in the last day, perilous time will come. At the end time, some of these things will happen. You know, during that time when Paul said this, they wouldn't believe in it. Everything's so nice. But Paul said that in the last day, what will come? For men will be lover of themselves, lover of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedience to parents. I'm going to stop right there. That's where I want to point out. The last day, there will be disobedience to parents. We come very far away. Then suddenly young people start to drift away. They want to be independent. Well, I don't know why they lay out the rule 18, that after 18 you can be independent, you can go on your way. I think if some parent have their way, maybe they make it 14 or 12. But some people, they want independent. They don't want to live in the structure of a home. There's so much law, so much rules. But I'm telling you, if we don't learn the lesson why we in home follow the order of the home, we will not follow order of any authority when we left the home. We'll be disrespect with the authority to the people in the society. So God points this out, that home is very important. That's why the first commandment to relate it to people is family. Is home is so important. And we're losing that. And the devil is very happy because he's going to train the mind of young people not obey the parent, but obey to their friend, to whatever they feel like in the society, and they got molded by society and Hollywood. So it's hurting family everywhere in this country. I'm not talking about the whole world. Because Western society is migrating everywhere in this world, and they follow. And so God wants to bring this back. We're losing this. Because if a breakout in the family will be breakout in society. Many parents think about, let the school teach our children. Let the movie teach our children. And suddenly the parent don't have a handle on this anymore. And sometimes we ask, why? Why when a kid living a nice home, it turned out to be bad? Why has it happened? Because children were not trained well. But at this point, I'm not going to talk about the parent things, but I'm not talking about how can we honor our parents. Now, some of you probably think, well, while my parent is not religious, my parent don't follow the Bible, why should I follow him? Now, the Ten Commandments say, honor your parents, your father and your mother, period. It doesn't say, follow or honor your parent if they believe in God. I'll follow your parent or honor your parent because they're kind to you. No, the Bible says, honor your parent regardless what happened to them. You follow what I'm saying? If they're a sinner, God says, honor them. If they're not religious, honor them. Honor doesn't mean that we neglect God's law. We still follow God. If what our parent taught us against the word of God, we follow the word of God. But we still honor them. We still respect them. We still loving them. We still be kind to them. And so this fifth commandment has come to the point that I think so many people here in this country, we start to be live independent and we think we are right and we think we are better than our parents. It's so dangerous ground that we touch upon because our parents have so much experience and they want to teach us. But when we grow up only a few years in school, we feel like we know everything. Because maybe our parents are not high tech. They say they don't know anything. Because if our parents not keep up with the Hollywood stuff, they say they don't know anything. My friend, our parents will know more than we think. Do not think that you can rush out of the home and start your own life and family. Spend time with your parents. Learn as much as possible before you go out. Because it will save you a lot of headache. You know, when I was turned to the age to go to college, I want to be free. I want to live on my own. And so much temptation out there. You know, when you're in school, you don't have much money. So a little less temptation. You can't go anywhere. You don't have a car. You have a bicycle. Just limit your temptation. But once you get in the working world and you're on your own, man, you can't even measure it. I moved to Denver. Oh, man, I see everything. Oh, everything is new. I can no. You're not living the roof of your parents, and so they don't want to watching you. There's no limit hour you have to come home. Whatever, you are free. And the devil like that. He liked to work with young people who I think they are dependent, independent and free. They sell more. Young people try the nightclub. Try different fun things out there. Why not? Your life is too short. Try it. And that's what I did. And sometime when you pick up the phone, talk to your parent, and they try to tell you, don't do this and do that, you probably say, oh, yeah, I know, okay. All right, I just hang up. That things happen. Yeah, the devil knows more than us. He takes you one step at a time. So why do we follow this 10th commandment, this specific commandment? There's four Bible texts I want you to look at. First, we follow it because the first reason is the Bible trying to point out to us is it's a right thing to do. The right thing to do, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parent in the Lord, for this is right. This is right. Now, sometimes we think we know what's right and what's wrong, but the Bible says, obey your parent, this is right. Sometimes we don't think it's right, but God says, this is right. If you obey, you will save a lot of headache. You will work on the right path because your parent will know what's going on. Our parent know us more than we know ourselves. You know that? They know our weakness more than we know our weaknesses. You know that? They see every step of the way that we walk. They see the attitude that we have in the home. I can speak for myself. You know, I see all my children grow up. I know different one what type of personality they have. There's those I need to pray more. And so I have to think about it. And so when you're a parent, you know a lot. And sometimes a kid growing up and say, oh, I know everything. I can control myself. Before you say that word, you got to give to your parent that they've been knowing a lot about you. They know all the rough things that you go through. You will go through. Their weaknesses is your weaknesses. You know that? You understand what my point? Because the genes be in you, the sin engraved deep in your soul, in your DNA. And so what they have sinned, they try to tell you about it. Be careful, my son. Be careful, my daughter. And so, you know, no, I don't want to be like that. I'm not going to be like you, Dad, Mom. But you know what? We might be wrong. An alcoholic parent, doesn't matter how much the children rejected, tendency to be alcoholic. And so it's deep into your gene. So it takes a lot of work to change that. And so when parents say something, you might not believe it. Just keep it there. One of these days you'll come see it. And so it's a good thing for us to obey. The second point is this. It's please God. Turn with me in the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 20. Colossians chapter 3 verse 20. Say this. And verse 20. Children, obey your parent in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. If you want to please the Lord, what do? You obey your parent. And if you disobey your parent, you're not pleasing God. You're not pleasing God. How can you say that you honor, if you dishonor your parent, the one that you see every day, how can you say that you honor God when you don't see him? You see, religion is part of a lifestyle. If we want to convert our parent First of all, we need to obey them. I know some of you, how many people have parents that is not knowing Jesus Christ? There's quite a few of them. And that's the thing. Obedience is one of the signs. It's for witnessing. Because most parents today, if you come from a home, from Asian home, and they follow Buddhism or different type of Eastern religion, you know what? They say, you follow God, you disobey your parent. You don't remember the day that they die. You don't remember come to gather, to bow down, whatever. And yes, we don't do that, but we can do better. We can love our parent. We can show that affectionateness. We can do everything. Because that's the point right now. It's hurting the Christian religion. That is say we disobey. Not disobey. We don't give respect to our forefather. You understand some of the Vietnamese? Some of you know Vietnamese? Ngày dỗ. You understand ngày dỗ? Kỷ cơm hay là quỳ lại. You heard about that? And so all those things are very important. And so disobey your parent, they will say, what religion do you follow that your church teach you to disobey me? You see, that's the thing. We should be, the Christian should be the foremost in the society to obey our parent. The foremost from any religion. Because our Bible say that. We need to follow. Regardless of whatever happened to them, whatever they teach, whatever they believe. And so that's what it is. If we really want to love God, we need to obey our parents. If they're a sinner, you obey. You obey, you follow, you love them, you care for them, you do anything. And sometimes we say, well, what if I break my God's law? I remember doing some time a struggle. You know, I have to take my mom on this Sabbath day, but I want to go to church. What is the struggle? I say, you know what? We need to love our parents. We need to love, and we need to pray about it. We do everything to love them and obey them. Everything. Everything. So you know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying we don't follow the Bible anymore or drift away from the church. No. But we need to obey them. That's what God says is pleasing to God. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 says something very important. There's only promise out of the Ten Commandments. This commandment say something. How many people want to live long? You want to live? Well, follow this commandment. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given. They say, if you obey your parent, you will live a long time. And if you don't want to obey them, you cut short on your life. Is that really true? Now, I give you some practical example here. Now, if your parent teach you something, parents say, do this, do that, eat this, do that, that will give a good health, that you think straight. But if you disobey everything they taught you, you go out in the world and say, you know, what's wrong with that? Drinking, smoking, do everything in the world. Stay up late at night, live in the night and sleep in the day. You cut short your life. Very true. Very practical example. That's what the Bible says. If you obey your parents, God will bless you many years to come. Many years to come. You want to live long? You follow God, obey your parent. The Bible says that. God has promised, obey your parent, you will live a long life. But not only live a long life, the fourth point is this. The fourth point is this, that God will give you success. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor your father and your mother. This is just another form of Ten Commandments. As the Lord your God has commanded you, that your day may be long, we know that, and that it may be well with you in the land. That means you will be success. You will be success in life. Your parents live longer than you, right? They struggle. They know what way is good for you. They know what is good success way for you. I'm talking most of the time. And so when we follow them, we will follow the success. We will be blessed when we follow our parents' counsel according to God's will. God will say, be, listen to them, that they counsel day and night. You know, your parents don't want to be, you'll be a failure in life, do they? No. They instruct you what degree, what, including Mary. And this is tough point, you know. But they might see something that we don't see. Okay, sometimes we want to rush through things because we infatuate. We like someone on, we call love on first sight, you know. We think that's right. Mom, Dad, this is the one. I know this is the one. And I don't know how many times we can say that. But you know, they know because they want you to be happy. So listen to their advice. Take it into your heart. Meditate on that and pray. Now, I'm talking about the society now. We live in the society that family is no family anymore. I'm talking about, this is a very hard thing. The family is no family anymore. Where family defined as husband and wife, there's man and woman and male and female. Today is no. The teaching today of society through Hollywood to newspaper to media say family can be functioned if there's only one parent. Mom or dad. Single parent family home. She could be perfect just like two parents. Not only that, we can have male and male and female to be a parent. We got this world upside down. God has pointed out very important obedience all this, and we start to walk away from it. And those just decided, hey, I want to follow my dad then more than my mom. That's not against the Bible. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother. Both equally. And sometimes we lose that family structure. We want to get out on our own. Sometimes young people want to hate the family. They want to run away. They want to join gang where they find love. It may be parents today, some of them live for themselves. But the child, when they run away, they won't get any better life. The world's not promising anything. When you enter the world will take hold of you. The Bible says the world belongs to Satan. Maybe run to the church better than to the world. And so many people run into the world. That's why we so many young people today. They're sick and tired of family. They're sick and tired of old baby and parent. They want to walk on their own. And when they commit sin, they go deeper and deeper into darkness until no way to return. They let it go. They commit suicide. They end their life. There's no hope. You see what happened? If we break that commandment, it will break us. We live in a life would be destruction. Stick with that. The Bible have much wisdom and truth. Obey your parent that you may have long life in this earth. Now, how much or how long do you obey your parent? Some people say, well, 18, I'm coming out, I'm walking out. That's enough. That's fine, you know. I think I'm old enough to make my own decision. Did the Bible say that? You obey your parent until you're 18. Is that what the Bible said? Mm-hmm. You obey until they pass away. By the way, in this point, only one commandment that you don't have to do all the way throughout your life. That's the commandment. Because your parent died, that means you don't obey anymore, okay? But the point is, obey all the way. Honor your parent all the way. Even though there's sickness, even though they're in nursing home, even though they're in old age, still obey. A lot of times, they're getting old. I don't think they know much about life anymore. They keep up with society. No, God didn't say that. Obey. Last night, I visited Go Huang Ying in the hospital. And whereas Pastor Li Hu, and I know that she lived there, more or less, you know, in and out. You know, sometimes I live in the hospital, I know how rough it is, you know. You have no shower, eating habit, and sleep is not very good. And I see her, and she's happy that she's taking care of her dad. And one time that Pastor Li Hu wanted to breathe or want to cough. And he couldn't cough very well. And so his whole head just turned red. And just touched my heart. I said, well, can you do anything? Can you do a call, doctor or something? She said, no, this will be over in a few minutes. But I can see a life on that bed is a struggle to survive. And every time that happened, she cried. I see her that she wanted to take care of her dad more than send her dad to a nursing home. I mean, that's the worst thing that this country create a nursing home. I won't say everything's bad about it, but just allow people to free from responsibility to care of your parent. A lot of families say, well, I'm too busy. You know, we need both father and mother to work to pay the home. And the children, they have so many programs. They have to have a sport activity. They have music lesson. They have everything. Matter of fact, I tell you some true stories happened to the community here that they sponsored the parents from Vietnam to live in this country. And so they love them so much to bring it here. And so they're so busy in their life. They don't have time for the parent. In the evening, when they come home, they say, oh, I'd rather eat out because just come home too late. And the parents look forward to see their children come home. They don't come home. They come home too late, 8, 9 o'clock. It's time to go to bed. The grandparents looking forward for the weekend. I'm going to spend my time both Saturday and Sunday with my children and my grandchildren. Guess what they decided? Well, Mom, that's what... The parents say, Mom, we stay home. I'm going to take the family to Las Vegas. So the parents say, they will lock themselves up 7 days a week. Every day. They're so tired. They say, yo, I want to go back to Vietnam. And you see a lot of older folks now that want to go back to Vietnam. Yes, I don't have Social Security. Yes, I don't have health insurance. But I'd rather live where there's love. And not be prison in this country. When I visit the family, it just break my heart. It's break my heart. How can we do this? How can someone call themselves Christian to treat the parent like this? And there's a saying in Vietnam, there's a proverb in Vietnam say that when parents nurture the children, they don't count any cost. The love is so big like the ocean. But when the children take care of the parent, they count day and night. I spent so much time with you, my parent. I spent too much money for you. They count every single penny. It's break my heart. When sometimes we call ourselves Christian and we don't take care of our parent, we don't honor them. That's supposed to. I ask myself, when's the last time I give my parent a call? When I visit them? And here, a lesson for us. I'm not saying any one of you that we don't follow this commandment. But I'm saying if we are true Christian, we should uplift this commandment the foremost and follow it. If we're so busy in life, this we need to stop, obey our parents. Give them a call. Give them a hug. Take out for dinner. Do something every day as much possible. And last but not least, we should be foremost to teach this message to a broken world. Where people out there disrespect to their parent. And someone so disrespectful, they kill the parent to get the money to live on their own. We need to take this message out, not only the Sabbath message, not only evangelism. We need to take this message out to a broken world, to a broken family, now and today. You've seen so many broken families run away from kids, from home. We need to teach this message. Do you think we should do that? How many people want to do that? We should live it, and we need to teach it. We need to. They are crying out. The world is crying out why this calamity fall upon this country. Why? Because they don't follow the Ten Commandments. We have opportunity to bring them back. What do you say? Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord our God,